Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 2nd, a reflection on Go Tell It on the Mountain by Dr. Randy Newman, former Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." End quote. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 18. A great gulf exists between the wonder of hearing the Christmas story and the challenge of proclaiming it. On one level, our hesitancy makes no sense. What could be a more joyous announcement to tell a friend, relative, coworker, or even a total stranger than the good news? God has come to earth, not only to reveal himself clearly to us, but to powerfully save us from our sins. Joy to the world! So what stops us from telling it on the mountain and everywhere? On another level, it makes perfect sense for us to expect resistance, rejection, and outright hatred. Jesus promised that we'd face these kinds of responses, and worse. We tend to forget, at our own peril, that the same Lord who proclaimed, quote, "God so loved the world," end quote, John chapter 3, verse 16, also warned, quote, "You will be hated by everyone because of me," end quote, Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. That's because the gospel message is both good news and bad news. The gospel tells us we're more wicked and sinful than we ever dared believe, and at the same time, more loved and accepted than we ever dared hope. While the message about Jesus promises forgiveness, grace, and eternal life, it also requires repentance, humility, and dying to self. So, yes, go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Not everyone will rejoice with you, but it's well worth it to take the risk. Because for some people, perhaps many, the response will be, quote, "When I was a sinner, I prayed both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, and he showed me the way," end quote. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you open doors for me to tell others the good news of the Christmas story. Please lead me to people who have softened hearts, ready to repent, receive, and rejoice. And when I face opposition, may the joy of your love for me outweigh people's rejection of me. Amen.